February 20th, Saturday. What does it mean to believe? It means to accurately grab hold of the covenant, correctly hold onto God's power and not your own, and have hope while holding onto your God-given things. In addition, it means to realize and pray, knowing that you are inside the works and time schedule that will follow. Through that small prayer, don't let God rest. By looking at the world from where you are, continuously pray for the world to change. The posterity who are within the absolute goal. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Through his children, God gives the eternal covenant to the next generation. The posterity who possesses this covenant will be inside of God's absolute goal. Then what is the content of the covenant? Number one, eternal matters. The eternal covenant that changed imprints, roots, and nature was relayed in the wilderness. Starting with the Exodus, Israelite children received lessons regarding all the works that their ancestors had experienced. These instructions took place whether the children were sitting, lying down, or even walking on the path. Adults even placed them as signs on the children's foreheads, wrists, and even wrote them on doorposts. The adults meticulously did this because they knew that the world could change if one or two remnants had their imprints, roots, and nature in the eternal covenant. This covenant continued through the age of Samuel, the Dothan movement, and the Watchman movement. It was made possible through one person who held on to this covenant. That was the reason why Paul always made regular visits to synagogues whenever he entered the evangelism field. Like so, eternal matters were relayed through those who witnessed God's absolute goal. Number two, the conquest of Rome. Those who can transcend God's absolute covenant, absolute journey, and witness the absolute goal will relay eternal matters and conquer Rome. That person is the spiritual skills and cultural summit. At this time, according to the answers that come in advance, if you follow the word, you'll confirm answers in your field. In doing so, you'll prepare for the future of missions, internships, and the life forum. In addition, although it's unseen, you'll enjoy spiritual conquest in advance. World evangelization will take place through you who follow that path. Dear God, whenever I grab hold of the covenant, help me to enjoy the presence of the Trinity. By doing so, may the doors of the throne open in my field, and through your heavenly angels, may I testify about the spiritual battle against the forces of darkness and stand as a witness regarding your works. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.